Hi, good morning. My name is Randy. Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Hotline. This is a recorded line.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How's it going? Do I have Miss Boone on the line?
Yes, this is she.
Hi, and it's Danisha?
Dashina.
Dashina, thank you. I didn't mean to butcher it, but thank you, Dashina.
Yes.
I am Randy.
That's okay.
No, thank you, ma'am. I am Randy Reese, just like the peanut butter cups. And do you want to see if you meet the criteria to file a claim for the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Now, ma'am, have you already gotten an attorney to help you with a claim?
No.
Okay. And I'm so sorry. I have to ask it one more time. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, but most importantly, you've not signed documents with another law firm for this matter? Are you willing to affirm that? Okay. I think you said yes, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Sometimes I have a little trouble hearing, so I do apologize. Now, Ms. Boone, have you used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
And ma'am, were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry. What type of cancer were you diagnosed with?
Ovarian cancer.
Oh, you poor thing. I really am so sorry to hear this. Do you happen to know the subtype that you were diagnosed with? And if you don't, ma'am, that's okay.
Serous low grade.
Was it clear cell?
Serous low grade.
Oh, okay. Serous low grade. Okay. And you'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And what was the date, Ms. Boone, that you were diagnosed with cancer?
January the 11th, 2024.
Oh, you poor thing. Just so recent, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this isn't an intake question, but I do like to ask, how are you doing now?
I'm doing well now.
Good to hear it. I'm so
Thank
good
you.
To hear it.
Yeah.
Ms. Boone. Now, Ms. Boone, again, that date was January 11th of 24, correct?
Yes.
And who was the doctor that diagnosed you? Do you remember that?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? I couldn't hear the last part.
Who was the doctor that diagnosed you with the cancer?
That would have been my doctor, Shauna Corin.
How do you spell that, Corin?
Coren.
And what state are you in?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh, you're in PA. Okay. Because I'm going to look him up on Google, and that way I could probably find what I need. So I'm going to put Dr. Corin, PA. And the first name again on that?
Shauna. ChauRNA.
Thank you. Got it. Okay. And now, did you see her at a hospital or did you see her at her facility in Huntington Valley?
I saw her at the hospital.
Okay. Bear with me then. Hang on. Okay. And I'm just doing some copying and pasting. So I'm still here, but I'm going to do this while we're, because it seems like there's a little bit of audio going in and out here. So what I am going to do right now is I'm going to text you over my contact information. And if for any reason we should become disconnected, I'll call you right back on my desk line, which probably is going to be a little clearer.
Gotcha.
Okay. Thank you. All right. That's coming your way right now. Thank you. Okay. Now, back to Dr. Corin. Okay, got the names, got the phone number. And where did you say that? Which hospital that was? I'm so sorry, Ms. Boone.
Holy Redeemer Hospital.
Holy Redeemer. And again, I'm pulling it up on Google. Is that in Meadowbrook?
Yes.
Perfect. Then I've got the address. And thank you so much for that.
No problem.
Okay. Now, continuing on, and you are in Pennsylvania. When you were using the product, were you in Pennsylvania most of the time?
Yes.
Okay. Because each state has its own statute of limitations, and you are within the statute of limitations, so we'll continue on. And so the next question, did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year? And this would be before you got diagnosed with cancer.
Yes.
And on average, how many times would you say you used hair relaxer per year before you got diagnosed?
About 6 times per year.
About 6 times? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
And young lady, what's your date of birth?
6/19/1979.
Thank you, ma'am. And have you ever been diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And then on this next section here, you did receive my text message, correct?
Yes.
Okay, good. By the way, just please feel free to pass that on to anybody else you know that may have used hair relaxer products. But mostly important, if you have additional questions or anything, you can feel free to reach out to me directly, either via that number, phone, text, voicemail, or that email. Okay, young lady?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, no worries. And this question I already asked, but I'm going to ask again because it's now on the form. And so you were in Pennsylvania primarily when you used the product?
Yes.
And approximately, just to the best that you can remember, when do you think you started using hair relaxer? And please try to come up with a month, date, and year if you can.
I don't remember the exact date, but it was around April of 2005, maybe April 10th or April 7th, around that time frame.
That's acceptable. Thank you so much. And then this one's probably a little easier because it usually kind of ties in prior to your diagnosis date, usually. When did you stop using hair relaxer?
January 6th, 2024.
Yeah. Yeah, you did break up a little bit, so I hope I got that right. Thank you. And so if you were using it 6 times a year, you're basically using it every other month. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then how many consecutive years? Now, you mentioned that you used it from 2005 all the way to 24. Did you use it all the time? Was that consecutive all those years?
Yes, for about 19 years.
Oh, my God, you poor thing. Okay. Now, did you do this? Did you primarily do it at home?
No, at the time.
I'm sorry, you broke up a little bit. You went to the salon?
Yes, the salon.
Okay. And which products did you primarily use? Do you know, was it Dark and Lovely, L'Oreal, ORS?
L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Thank you. And now, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 years or more after you first started using the product regularly for that full year?
Yes.
Thank you. And what type of treatment did you receive, Ms. Boone?
I received chemotherapy, immunotherapy, as well as a hysterectomy.
Oh, you poor thing. Did they do radiation as well?
Yes.
Yeah, that usually goes with the chemo. I'm so sorry. You're so young. Oh, so, and they gave you meds too to go with the chemo. I do know that, correct? Okay. And then when you got diagnosed in January, did they take you right in and start treating you right away, or did they send you and you go back a few days later? Tell me about the date that you started treatment. Do you know that one?
Yeah, I started treatment maybe a week after my diagnosis.
So around the 19th or so.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Boy, I bet that was a shock too. I feel so bad when I hear these.
Yeah, it just all was sudden, but it started happening, like everything started happening so rapidly.
It does. Okay, and then as far as treatment goes, was that the same doctor that you gave me before, that treated you as well? Dr. Corin?
No, my treatment doctor was Dr. David Warshall.
Warshall.
Yes.
Okay, let me see if I can find. And was that still at a Holy Redeemer?
Yes.
Okay, I'll copy and paste that first. Okay. You know what? I'm going to give them a little more than they're actually asking for because that helps your case. Do you know how to spell Dr. Warshaw's last name?
Yes, Warshal.
That's how I guessed it too. Good job. Thank you. Okay. All right. And I've got his address and phone number right here pulled up. So just copy and paste real quick. And I do thank you again for your patience, young lady.
No worries. Thank you.
Okay. Now, continuing on, please confirm your gender for me.
Female.
Thank you. And then I have the correct spelling of your name is DYSHEENA. Is that correct?
Correct.
Ah, I got it. And then BOONE, correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And what is your social security number?
1 7 9 6 0 1 3 8 8.
Thank you, ma'am. And for your email, I have Shen, SHEEN 1B at gmail.com. So Shen 1B at, I like that, at gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. And then the phone we're on, 215-479-2727. Is this a mobile phone?
Yes.
Do you prefer to be contacted via phone, text, or email?
Phone and email are sufficient for me.
Perfect. And what's the best time of the day to reach out to you?
Usually 8 a.m. through 7 p.m.
Daytime hours then. Thank you.
Yes.
And what is your address?
1839 Ingersoll Street, Philadelphia, PA 19121.
Thank you. Hold on, just a little more copying. I don't know why they don't bring the state with them when they do this. But we know it's Pennsylvania, 19121. Now, there's no apartment number or anything there.
No.
Okay, good. And can you confirm for me, now you may not have them in your possession on this phone call, which is fine, but can you confirm for me that medical records do exist, and in the event that the attorneys are not able to get them, you will assist in getting those records and send them either electronically or by email? But most importantly, can you
Yes.
confirm that? Thank you. I was going to say just most importantly, confirm they exist. And again, it's so new. Most people wouldn't have them in their hands quite at this point. And again, I really sincerely feel sorry for you for everything you've had to go through. And hopefully we can
I
help
appreciate
here. Well, no worries, ma'am. But hopefully we can help bring a little bit of justice to it. Nothing's going to make up for what you've gone through. So It's really not about money, but think of it this way. By participating in this lawsuit, you may help some other young lady not get what you've gone through. Okay, seriously.
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Now, here is your last question, unless I miss something, which is highly possible, young lady, okay? But we do request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we would only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So, if you would please give me the first name, phone number, and just tell me who they are, friend, family, or foe.
Hannah, H-A-N-A-A. That's my daughter.
Oh, okay. And what's Hannah's phone number?
215-375-6483.
And that's your daughter. Perfect.
Yes.
Okay. Now, let me see. Have you ever signed documents via DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay. I'm preparing it right now. It's going to take about 30 seconds or so, and then I'm going to send it over to you, and then you will have your claim filed. And I'm also, while you're signing the document, I'm going to send you another text message, and this is going to be the name of the attorneys that represent you in this case. And they're going to basically give you an introductory reach out call, usually within 24 or 48 hours. They'll leave you a voice message if they miss you, so don't worry about that, because the bulk of the work is already done by doing this claim with me. And I do appreciate your patience, but I do like to be thorough, because if you know how these things work, each case is judged on its merits, and you did a very, very good job of answering the questions that were asked of you. Again, thank you for that, and getting ready. It's coming. Okay.
Okay.
And okay, spinning on my side, you should receive that text message, Miss Boone, and right now you should have got it.
I did.
Okay, go ahead and click on that. And if you've done DocuSign before, just go ahead and follow the prompts and I'll kind of be quiet. But I'm here if you have a question.
Okay.
And I just sent you another text message, so don't let that disturb what you're doing there, Miss Boone, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Any questions so far?
I'm still signing.
Oh, okay. Oh, I got a little message here that you're in the document, so you're ahead of me.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I think before I push finish.
Sure. It'll tell you if you missed something. A couple things that are in the document that I should tell you. It's no big deal, but you didn't ask. This is a standard tort, so there is no fee to you if the attorneys are not successful in your claim. You'll never have any out-of-pocket expense, do you, Miss Boone? If they are successful, it's pretty good on your side. It's a 60-40 split, but you get the 60, okay? So.
Okay.
Each case is, as I mentioned, judged by its individual merit. And I think you did a really good job of giving me information. So if you have questions concerning dollar amounts or anything like that, I'm not at liberty to discuss because I really don't know, to be honest with you. But you can go onto Google and look up average hair relaxer settlement amounts that way. Or you can ask the attorneys when they call if you have questions. I know you didn't ask. I know that's not what this is about. But, of course, that question may come up. But I also very much appreciate, as I said, you participating in this, because again, there's only one way to get Big Pharma to stop putting profits before people, and that's hit them in their profits. All right. So you, by doing that, ma'am, you're doing the right thing, Miss Boone.
Thank you so much.
Listen, you have a blessed holiday. Don't hesitate to reach out to me if you have any questions or if there's anything else I can answer for you, okay?
Thank you so much, Mr. Reese, and you enjoy your holiday as well.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. And I really thank you for participating. Take care now, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.